RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Freeheld, now playing in area theaters.
Prior to Freeheld, I had no idea New Jersey's elected county officials were called freeholders. I know many folks in New Jersey live in townships, but the freeholder concept is one of those regional quirks I never came across. If not for the stubbornness and backward-looking Ocean County freeholders in 2005, I would remain oblivious to the term. These five particular elected officials ignited a firestorm of controversy when they callously denied a veteran police officer's pension to her same-sex partner, sanctity of marriage and all. Unfortunately, Freeheld has all the smoothness and pacing of a cobblestone street and feels like it is sneaking into theaters direct from its weekend afternoon slot on basic cable. Opposites attract. Romeo and Juliet couldn't help it, Tristan and Isolde fell into it, and Paula Abdul and that cartoon cat sang about it in the late 80s. Ocean County Detective Lauren Hester, played by Julianne Moore, is very good at what she does. Director Peter Salette shows her uncovering a major drug stash on the boardwalk and burning the midnight oil hot on the trail of a local murder. Detective Hester is also very adept at hiding her sexuality. She expertly plays one of the guys downtown at the station house, but she knows all too well that if they found out she was a lesbian, her advancement in the police force is over. Smart and careful as a detective would be, Hester looks for dates over an hour away in Pennsylvania, where she meets Stacy Andre, played by Ellen Page. Stacy is very much Hester's junior in age, but in many ways ahead of her in being comfortable in her own skin. Stacy is an auto mechanic and out of the closet. Lauren Hester could not be any more in the closet. Their first few encounters are choppy and volatile, as Stacy takes offense at playing along as a friend or various other white lies to shield the fact the two women are dating. Hester is scared to death, and Moore is able to show it. She accidentally runs into a fellow cop in a gay bar and bolts, and she quickly pulls her weapon on a few thugs who threaten Stacy and herself during their first kiss. While this establishes Hester's paranoia and her itchy trigger finger, it also destroys the momentum. The chemistry and mood between Hester and Stacy never gets the chance to take off, because there is always a gun being pulled or a phone call to answer or an unexpected visit. 2005 wasn't that long ago, but concerning LGBT rights, it was ages ago. Hester and Stacy legally form a domestic partnership, but equal rights to marry are still a decade in the future. When Hester is unexpectedly diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, the fine lines between marriage and domestic partnerships take center stage. Hester wants to leave her pension to Stacy, as any married couple would do, but the county freeholders, citing the sanctity of marriage and being in a heavily Republican district based on family values, turn her away. With all due sympathy, of course. This is the catalyst for Freeheld's activism section. Enter Steve Carell, as New Jersey's most vocal gay rights equality activist. Carell may be 100% accurate in his portrayal of a real person, Stephen Goldstein, but it does not fit in with the story Salette attempts to tell. Wearing an enormous yarmulke, sporting gaudy ties to throw off his targets, and speaking in the most over-the-top, lispy, and stereotypical gay voice borders on caricature. Juxtaposed with Hester's detective partner, Dane Wells, played by Michael Shannon, these two make the odd couple look and act like identical twins. Wells is true blue, the heterosexual atheist, he likes to say. Wells is also the only cop to come to Hester's aid when she is outed and ostracized by not only the freeholders, but her fellow badge holders and entire sections of the community. Based on an Oscar-winning 2007 documentary short film showing the fight between Detective Hester and the Ocean County Freeholders, events unfolding in American culture also begin to overshadow and bring closure to Freeheld at this time of its release. The Supreme Court legalized gay marriage in July 2015, as Freeheld wrapped up production, a fitting salute to Detective Hester and Stacy. It's just a shame the film does not mirror these successes. Julianne Moore is effective, as she always is, and combines elements of some of her recent characters. She gets sick, just as she did in last year's Oscar-winning performance in Still Alice, and adds a dash of her lesbian character from The Kids Are All Right. Screenwriter Ron Niswanger, who wrote 1993's brilliant Philadelphia, calling nationwide attention to the discrimination of HIV-positive folks for the first time, does not match his previous effort. Freeheld whiffs on chemistry, character development, and atmosphere. It gets the in-the-news subject of human and equal rights just fine. But everything else is forgettable, as Freeheld descends into the category of issue films, and will be all but forgotten soon enough. That is why I give Freeheld 2 out of 4 stars.
Freeheld is rated PG-13, now playing at Movico Sundial 19, AMC Woodlands Square 20. Radio St. Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.